Brazil has seen its share of anti-government protests over the past year as it prepares to host the World Cup. Right now, though, people are focused on Carnival. The street celebrations and parades wrap up this weekend, but it's not all about the partying. As Catherine Osborne reports from Rio de Janeiro, this year's Carnival has political overtones.
Rio State Governor Sergio Cabral was a big target of last year's protests in Brazil. And now he's being ushered out of office. It's not his real exit. He's actually leaving in a few weeks. But this is a roving party of more than 1,000 people ceremoniously expelling him. Many of the partiers are dressed as indigenous Brazilians. That's because last year the governor made headlines for forcing native Brazilians out of their cultural center next to the Maracanã Stadium, a World Cup venue. Plus, Cabral has the same last name as a European explorer who led the colonization of Brazil in the 1500s. To the protesters, Carnival is a good time to kick them both out.
Carnival is a moment where people are already on the streets, where the great gray city becomes colorful, where people change their routines and do spectacular, magnificence and, you know, unique things.
That's Tomás Ramos. He's one of the organizers of a group of artists, musicians, and protesters called Occupy Carnival. They planned the governor's exit parade, and they rewrote lyrics to 14 traditional carnival songs to reflect topics such as public anger at government spending on the World Cup.
I'll pick this one. It goes, se você pensa que a Copa é nossa, a Copa não é nossa, não. A Copa é das empreiteiras, não sobra nada pro povão. What it's saying is, if you think the World Cup is ours, the World Cup is not ours. The World Cup is for the big businesses. Nothing is left for the people.
Some of the other parody marches touch on the harsh treatment of Rio's informal street workers and the use of police force against protesters. Samba historian Luiz Antonio Simas says Brazilians have a tradition of using music at carnival to send a message.
Quando, por exemplo, a ditadura militar termina,
he says during Brazil's military dictatorship, open dissent wasn't permitted. So the lyrics of carnival marches became a space where Brazilians could slip in messages of support for democracy. Now they can speak openly. But Sima says carnival is still a time when people shed their costumes of everyday life and show who they really are. Tomás Ramos of Occupy Carnival says the music is a way to draw people into discussing the things that really matter in their lives.
Right now, Rio de Janeiro especially, but cities in general, are a very hard place to live. The costs are higher every day, and the quality of the services are lower every day. The city is a place where money is freer than people.
Which is why you'll find Ramos, feather headdress on, leading a carnival protest march to the Maracanã on Sunday. For The World, I'm Catherine Osborne, Rio de Janeiro.